Hey, follower of Jesus, do you have a hard time accepting God's love and believing he is good to you and not just good to others? Do you have a hard time forgiving those who hurt you? Do you wrestle with feelings of anxiety, racing thoughts, burnout, and feel like you are at the end of your rope? Do you find yourself being in pain and stuck in the past? Or maybe this one. Do you constantly question whether it's God's voice or your feelings? If so, you are welcome here and you're in the right spot. In this podcast, you will learn how to go from knowing God's word to believing God's word. I will teach you how to hear from God, discern God's voice, process emotions and feelings, let go of control, and trust God despite what you are going through. And most importantly, how to feel again, which means walk through your pain and feelings with the Father instead of running from them. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. God cares about your body, and so do I. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place, a safe place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I was burned out, surviving, living by what I felt in the moment, and believed God was good, but that I was too far gone. I didn't trust God with my daily life or my basic needs, only my eternity. I believed so many lies, like my body was a tool I was to use to feel loved, and that I had to strive in everything I did to prove to others I was worthy of their acceptance and approval. I allowed the pain of my past to dictate my future and keep me stuck in the present moment. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. I am loved by a God whose love doesn't change despite when my feelings changed. What I knew about God and his love slowly transformed my heart. And I am here to share all of that with you. If he did it for me, he will and is ready to do it for you. Hey friend, welcome to this episode of the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today is another live coaching day and I am joined by Skylar, who has just recently joined us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Her question that we begin to discuss is, how do I know I'm walking with God? I think it's a question we've all asked. So we discuss it and she shares some of her own story and her own confusion around this and why she's felt confused. And I just bring some truth to it and we walk this out. I know you're going to be encouraged. Take what you need, allow the Holy Spirit to work on you and work in your heart. But most importantly, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal. H-E-A-L, and join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship so that you can get the opportunity for a live coaching session like this one. Skylar, thank you so much for joining me today. You kind of recently just joined us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, and it's been really fun to see just what the Lord is doing in you. And before we even hit record, you actually had mentioned that one of the favorite things so far about the Spiritual Growth Mentorship is really recognizing that you are seeing other women go through what you're going through. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've heard thus far, because the enemy likes us to feel alone. So I'm excited to get into this coaching with you today. What is it that's on your heart that you would like to talk about today?
Okay, so I kind of have like a question, but it's a little bit of a topic too. So I was just wondering, like, how do I know that I'm truly walking with the Lord? And I just wanted to maybe do like a little bit of my backstory so I could kind of tell you where I'm at and why I'm asking this question.
Yeah, I think that's great because I think it's a question that so many of us have is, how do I know that I'm walking with God? So keep on going.
Okay, so, well, I kind of grew up in a family who had like a little bit of a different religion. They went to church on Saturday instead of Sunday. My grandpa was a pastor and they were very religious and they loved the Lord, but they kind of believed that you had to be called into the church in order to like have a relationship with God. And they never forced their religion on me or anything, but of course it still stuck with me because I lived with them and they dedicated their whole life to this religion. So I knew a lot about it and I did ask questions and stuff, but I was just kind of confused about it my whole life. And I didn't go to church with them on Saturday or anything, but growing up, I would go with like different family members and friends to church on Sunday. So, God has always been like a big part of my life. And I think I've just been really confused about what being in a relationship looks like for me personally. And so that's like my backstory. There's a lot more that goes into it, but that's kind of why I've got to this point and why I'm so confused right now.
What is probably the thing that confuses you the most about your relationship with God?
I think it's just like I remember one of your lessons you talked about like trying to discern what the truth is and what is a lie from the enemy. And I think like the biggest lie I've been believing is that I have to be called into the religion. Like that's what my grandparents told me. So, they were big role models in my life. And so, of course, I looked up to them and I wanted to believe, what they said. So I guess I've kind of always believed like, oh, well, I can't really have a relationship with God because I don't feel like I'm called. So like I would still pray and stuff and I would go to church on Sunday and I still had a lot of experiences with God and always felt him in my life. But I guess I just didn't think that I personally could have a relationship with him.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, honestly. And there are different backgrounds as far as, Calvinists, what Calvinists believe, as far as I'm giving kind of a general term of that there's just an elect few. And I know that there are very different perspectives of that. My view is that we get to choose to be in the kingdom of God. Based on us accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, confessing and repenting of our sins and believing in our hearts that Jesus rose from the grave. So, with that, I think that you knowing and believing in Jesus as your Lord and Savior gives you that freedom to then grow your relationship with God. So, it seems like, from what I'm understanding, the lie, like you said, is that you feel like God has to choose you and you don't get to choose him. Is that correct?
Exactly. And I actually did accept Jesus into my heart at like 15 because I would go to like Young Life camps and stuff. And like I actually went because I wanted to grow closer to God, but I still like in the back of my head was like, okay, well, I know he's there and I believed all the things, but then I didn't think that I still just had that lie. And I still do sometimes, even with this, I'm like, sometimes I question, I'm like, am I doing this right? Am I really actually walking with God? I still get hung up on that. And so that's like the biggest thing I struggle with right now is just like, I don't know, it's almost like too good to be true because since I really started to pursue God, which has really been in like the last probably 6 months or a year, like I started to read the Bible for myself and not just like flip it open and read a scripture that I thought would help me. Or, I think you talked about that in your lessons, like how to read the Bible. But like I've really just been trying to go all in with him and I've noticed a lot of changes and I feel like he's just brought so many things up to the surface that I need to work on. But then also I'll get caught up on those things like, oh, I need to work on this. Don't forget about doing this and you're gonna do this wrong. Like I'm always thinking about all the things in my head. So it's just like, I don't know. I just don't know what it's supposed to look like. And also I don't really have an example of anyone really doing that in my life. So I kind of get in my head a lot about it.
Yeah, and I can completely understand that coming even from my background of I wasn't raised in the church. I did not have a mother figure or a father figure that was in the church. And I only had one or two friends that kind of had, or one or two people in my life that kind of had some structure and was guiding me. And so I completely understand when you say I didn't have that figure. So to me, what I want to encourage you is that that's also a blessing, because there is this newfound relationship that you're not basing your relationship on anybody else's relationship. And that means that it's not what so and so said, it's not what so and so does. You get to walk this out with the Lord versus having all these other opinions. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And I think that is like, I did kind of look at my grandparents and I'm like, well, I don't feel like I'm called into that church. And, I did look up to them so much. So it's almost like I wanted to believe that that was the truth, because I do love them so much. But I kind of was looking at them for that. And then that I think it just caused like a lot of confusion.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, scripture tells us that God is not the author of confusion. And so when we're living in confusion, or it also talks about, scripture talks about where envy and strife is, there is every evil work. And so when there's even strife in our hearts, or when we're feeling strife with each other or anything like that, especially confusion, though, is really a tactic of the enemy. And it can easily draw us away and convince us that God only wants certain people. From my perspective and my view of reading scripture is that God obviously gives us the choice to choose him. And then when we choose him, he becomes the savior of our life. And then we get the freedom from sin, not the freedom to sin. And then we get this relationship because we were a slave to sin before Jesus. But then after Jesus, he becomes our mediator. And now we are free from sin. So now we have a direct relationship with God because Jesus is our mediator. So before we were slave to sin because we were, our father was the devil, basically, because we had, the kingdom is not in us if we don't know Jesus. And therefore, when we know Jesus, we have the kingdom and we can see and live in the kingdom. So I think to even answer your question, like, how do I know? Well, one of the biggest things that I think is the fruit of our life, meaning relationships, how we interact. What is it? So I'm not saying that the fruit of our life in walking with God is going to be easy. I'm saying that you're going to have contentment. You're going to have peace. You might find yourself with joy, even in the midst of pain. But I think that the enemy wants to confuse us and to convince us that God chooses. But I think that if you look at, of course, the word, you're going to be confirmed in that. Does any of that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And actually, since I've started reading for myself, I mean, I really didn't even like try to read or understand. I mean, what you, your lessons and stuff have just helped me so much. But since I have started reading, I will read scriptures that says that. But then even still that I know that, I'll go back and be like, well, yeah, that is true. But maybe it's not true for me for some reason. I don't know why, but I'll still think that sometimes.
And that's normal. Can I just say too, of, well, scripture talks about being double-minded and it's this toggle between back and forth. We obviously are going to live in tension with the lies that we believe as we mature in our spiritual growth with the Lord. So maybe when you first started reading your Bible, that lie overpowered you. But the more that you started reading your word, it kind of became detached. And the more you read the word and the more you grow your relationship with the Lord and you get in community and you're inside the mentorship, like you are asking questions and you watch the lessons, the more that lie starts to lose its grip and it doesn't feel as heavy, but then your spiritual growth starts to basically escalate and that lie becomes smaller. And now you begin to become separated from the lie, meaning the lie might still come, but it's not going to change or disrupt your entire day, maybe like it used to. Maybe that lie is going to come and you're going to be like, huh, there it is. But it's not the truth. So now you're not going to hold on to it or accept it because it's not attached to you anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I've actually seen that a lot, like in multiple things that have been happening to me, like before. I don't know. I've struggled with like a lot of like resentment towards people because I'm like a really big people pleaser. So, you know, I've, my whole life, I've kind of been striving and just trying to make other people happy, but sometimes I'll build up resentments. And since I've been really pursuing God, I feel like he's kind of like showed me another way that I can be, and I can choose to like let that mindset go. And he's really helped me with that. So I can already see a difference in my mind, just in those ways.
Yeah. And I think that it's important for us to remember this is not going to be a one-time thing. I think that it does us a disservice when we think that following Jesus is always going to be easy and feel good. Just because he's a good God doesn't mean it's always going to feel good. And I think that once we grasp that more, I think the more that we know that he's always for us, he always wants the best for us. He is going to prune us. It talks about John 15. He is going to prune us, but it's always for our good. I went on to encourage Skylar about how it's not always going to be easy when we're growing in the Lord and really maturing our faith. Something that has been encouraging my heart lately is reading like the first 6 or 7 books of the Bible, because the Israelites have been promised this beautiful land overflowing with milk and honey. But then when we get to Joshua, as Moses dies and is now handing off the torch to Joshua, Joshua's job is to take the Israelites into the promised land, but to drive out the inhabitants that were there. So that means that the land was promised, but the battle still needed to be fought. Like, they already had it. They knew the land was theirs, but they had a real enemy to face in order to subdue the land. The Lord said, "You've already won. I just need you to obey and to walk in what I've already promised you." It wasn't easy. Joshua dedicated his life to battle in war, to fight for the land, which then we see him giving out the lots and inheritances promised. We see some that didn't drive everybody out of their land. But what I just want to encourage you is that there might still be a fight that you have to face. It's already won, but the promised land's already yours. So when we follow God, it doesn't mean it's going to feel good. And that should be an encouragement, not something that distracts you or discourages you. I'd love for you to join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. I'd love to be able to do a coaching session like this with you, but also you can come join me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. And I just love to hear your story and what the Lord is showing you. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. and I'll see you there, friend.